Queensland health workers have a nervous wait ahead of them after Health Minister Lawrence Springborg announced thousands of jobs would have to go by the end of March next year. The Wire's Rebecca Eisen was at the announcement in Brisbane.
The health services corporate head office will suffer most, losing the equivalent of 1,217 full-time positions, or 43% of employees. Mr. Springborg had previously told the media these employees would know their fate by close of business on September 7, but admitted that may not be possible until the week after. But unions seem more concerned about how the removal of more than 1,500 workers from the state's hospital and health services will affect frontline care. Beth Moll from the Queensland Nurses Union denied Mr. Springborg's claims cuts were essential to positive health reform and says health service providers were severely undervalued.
I don't see how it can improve patient services when you're going to have close to 3,000 staff less providing those services. It's of concern that a statement from the Minister was that what's required is more frontline effort. I don't think that our members can work any harder than they're currently working. I've got to say, as you would all appreciate, in the last couple of years, our members have been through hell and back with the payroll disaster and the uncertainty and distress that that's caused. Now they've got this on top of it.
The Queensland health system is divided into 17 regions, each with a board that has the power to allocate state funding and cut jobs and services in their area. Mr. Springborg says it would be up to these boards to announce cuts as they see fit.
It will be up to the hospital and health boards how they decide to roll out those changes with regards to the 1,527 positions. But as we've actually seen today from the board of the chair in Cairns and Hinterland, he's actually indicated that he is not planning to reduce any clinical positions. They understand the importance of revitalisation and preservation of frontline services. But in some of the areas, there has already been a significant problem. They are actually seriously over the establishment which they had budgeted for in a whole range of areas.
But he could not explain how the cuts were expected to be distributed over the regions. Dr. Alex Markwell from the Australian Medical Association says members of her organisation were calling with suspicions that their department would be next to face the chop. She's especially worried about public health and health promotion departments.
These are the units that look after disease outbreaks. They also provide help with immunisations and contact tracing where there have been infectious disease exposure. The preventative health programs are responsible for education and providing lifestyle advice and assistance so that we can reduce the rates of smoking, obesity, unsafe alcohol intake. Those three risk factors alone contribute to a significant amount of health spend of our budget. By cutting those services now, there will be some short-term financial gain, but the long-term effects will be really very drastic.
Alex Scott is the Secretary of Together, the union representing public sector workers. He joined Ms. Moll and Ms. Markwell in calling for specifics to be released as soon as possible.
We know frontline services are going to be affected. We know frontline jobs will be affected. And we know regional hospitals will be affected. But the Minister and the Department are refusing to release the details of which jobs will go where, because they've seen the community backlash in relation to the hundreds of jobs that have gone from Townsville.
Premier Campbell Newman says the last of Queensland's public sector cuts should be announced with the state budget on September 11.